Here are the latest Manchester City headlines. I'm Bobby Jackson. We'll start with some team news ahead of Sunday's Premier League game when City head to Anfield to face Liverpool for a 4:30 kickoff. Pep Guardiola has reported no new injuries. City, who have won their past 13 games in League and Cup, remain without Sergio Aguero, Kevin De Bruyne and Nathan Ake. Well, moving on, and Guardiola is expecting to face a Liverpool side more aggressive than ever when he takes his City team to Anfield. The City boss believes the champions will be fired up after a poor run of form and the shattering of their proud home record. The Reds saw their 68-match unbeaten home run in the Premier League ended by Burnley last month before they suffered another surprise loss to Brighton on Wednesday. Coming amid a run of just 2 wins in 8 games, Klopp's men are wobbling in their title defence. That could give new favourite City the chance to apply a telling blow and move 10 points clear of their rivals, with a first win at Anfield since 2003 and only their second since 1981. Well, Guardiola said they are always an incredible top team. They remain a top squad. They know the process, the skills, the methodology, the routines they do offensively and defensively. They are aggressive, and on Sunday they will be more aggressive than ever. And finally, Gabriel Jesus has hinted that a return to Palmeiras could be in his future once his time at City comes to an end. Jesus left the Brazilian club back in 2017 to join City and has gone on to blossom into one of the top strikers in the league. Surprisingly, Jesus is still only 23, and with his current contract not set to expire until the summer of 2023, he still has plenty more time to win trophies at the Etihad. However, Jesus has remained a fan of Palmeiras since his departure, recently revelling in their Copa Libertadores triumph, and he has admitted that his story with his boyhood club isn't over yet. He said, "I had been a professional for only 2 seasons in Brazil. At the Olympics, when the deal came through, I had this feeling of leaving a beautiful story behind. To be honest, I feel that this was just one chapter of my story with Palmeiras. There will be more in the future." That's all for now. We'll have more later.